Well, you've probably heard your share of home improvement horror stories, shoddy work, missed deadlines, cost overruns, and no-show home improvement contractors.
And maybe you've already lived through that contractor hell, but you don't need to.
Reference checking is the ball game. Read our 10 questions to ask a contractor's previous customers when you hit MoneyPits.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Avertron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Pavestone, Schluter, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this weekend? If you've got a project you'd like to get done, maybe it's a project you already started and didn't get done because you ran into some trouble, got a problem, you got a decorating dilemma, you got a DIY dilemma, you don't know where to go, what to do, what to buy, whether it's something you can do yourself or not. All of those types of questions we can help you with on this program. We are your home improvement coaches. We're your home improvement therapists. So whatever job you'd like to get done, we'd love to help. You can get in touch with us a couple of ways. First up, you could call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will take your message and call you back the next time we're in the studio. And you can also post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, built-in backyard fire pits. Now, they are really hot now in one, more than one way. I mean, where else can you chill out and warm up at the same time? You know, with a little bit of planning, this is a project you could definitely build yourself. It's like stacking the blocks, just like you did when you were a kid, except they're a little heavier, and you got to stick a little glue in between them. We're going to tell you all about that project and how you can get it done yourself.
It's so funny. When you're a kid, they say, don't glue them together. And now we're adults, glue
it's
them
okay.
together.
I give you permission.
All right. Perfect. That's a great project. You know what, guys? With all the spring rain that we've had, now is a good time to take a very close look at your gutters. They're key to more than just keeping water from overflowing. And if yours are in bad shape, serious structural problems can result. So we're going to tell you what you should be looking for.
Yeah, people tend to not think about their gutters except when it's fall, right? But now is when you get all the rain. Getting a lot of calls about foundations get washed out and walls that start to crack. So we'll walk you through that.
It's a rising water table, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Never is. You know how to push my buttons. Well, and also ahead, if you're planning a painting project, like painting a fence, a deck, or the outside of your house, you don't necessarily need to hire a pro. There's new technology now in high-efficiency airless paint sprayers that makes this a totally DIY project. We're going to explain how these new sprayers work and why using one is actually 3 times faster than even using a paint roller.
All right. And, guys, if you enjoy eating outside on your patio, your porch, or your deck, we've got a fun set of outdoor dinnerware from RiverbendHome.com to give away. The Luca 12-piece melamine outdoor dinnerware set is worth $79.99, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random.
So make that you. Give us a call right now or post your questions. The number again, 888-MONEY-PIT, or post them at moneypit.com. Let's get to it, Leslie. Who's first?
Heading up to Texas, we've got Mike on the line with a siding question. What is going on at your place?
I have an older garage that's in my backyard.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Okay, so first of all, you're calling the siding, but I think what you're talking about is the soffits, right? The underside of the roof overhang.
Yes.
Is that correct? All right.
Yes, sir.
So Hardy Plank's a great material, so I have no issues with that, assuming you can find the pieces that you need to make this work. What I'm concerned about is that, especially being in Texas, do you have ventilation in that soffit area now?
Yeah, all the vinyl siding that's there has little holes.
Right, so you can't cover that. You need to have that ventilation. And so to do that with Hardy Plank, it's kind of like doing this the hard way, frankly, because you would have to, you know, cut vents into that Hardy Plank, and it's not the easiest thing to cut, even though it lasts forever. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely use Hardy Plank as siding, but for the soffits, I would simply replace that with new soffit material. That would be the easiest because you probably already have the fascia and the J-channel in place, and you can probably buy vinyl panels and cut them to fit and get them in there. And you say you can't find the exact color. Well, you could use a complementary color. I mean, certainly white goes with everything.
Yes, sir.
Or you could, if you really wanted to paint them, you could buy those panels. They come, they're about, usually about 10 feet long. Then you could spray paint them any color you want and then cut them to fit and put them in where the old panels are sort of falling apart.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think I would do this with Hardy Plank, only because it's really not meant for that particular application, and it's really critical you have that ventilation, because if you don't, your roof and your attic space are not going to be properly vented, and they're going to overheat, and that's going to drive up your cooling costs, and it could also shorten your roof life.
I appreciate that. Thank you all very much.
Brendan, Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
Hi. Well, it's going to fall in.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, we have the house was built in about 1908, and the basement walls were poured concrete, and they're starting to crumble. I mean, significantly, like, you know, 2 to 4 inches in some spots. The problem is we can't lift the house because it's made of like Haydite blocks that were, like with decorative front on them. So the whole thing's block and we can't, I mean, it's just way too heavy to lift. So I'm trying to figure out how to, repair the walls or replace them or add structural something to them. I don't know.
Okay, so this is not something that you can figure out. You do not have the experience, nor do 90% of the contractors that you call to ask those questions. If you've got walls that are in that bad a shape, you need to go to a structural engineer. That is really critical for a bunch of reasons. First of all, a structural engineer is going to know exactly what kind of repair to prescribe, and in his or her report will detail with words and drawings what that repair has to look like. Once you get that specification, then you can talk to contractors who will execute that design. But most importantly, when you're dealing with a major structural issue like this, you also need the structural engineer to come back after the repair is done and say, yes, it was done correctly and there's no further cause for concern. Because at some point you're going to want to sell this house, and that engineering report and the inspections that follow are going to be sort of a pedigree that's going to stay with the house. So I've seen these repairs done badly more than they've been done well, and it's usually because people try to skip that step. It's really important you have a design professional when you have walls that are sagging a couple inches like you describe it, because it's beyond the scope of what any contractor should be trusted to design themselves.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better, because one person said, well, they would come in and spray concrete on, but they would need to drill through to put some supports, and I'm like...
Yeah, no, your antenna should go up with that kind of advice, because the guy hasn't even seen your house yet, so...
No,
you know.
Right.
So, you need to get a design professional and get these contractors. Don't let these contractors in the door, because they'll try to take advantage of you and prescribe all sorts of crazy ideas, and they just don't have the training to do that, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Reach out to us with your DIY questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
And just ahead, get ready to roast the marshmallows, because we've got tips on how to build your very own backyard fire pit. That's coming up next.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warning to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in a Money Pit.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's Abatron.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy spring. It is home improvement season. If you've got a project that you're involved with and need a little help, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you're looking forward to some quality outdoor time dining on your deck or patio this spring or summer, we've got a great giveaway from our friends at RiverbendHome.com to help you do just that.
That's right. We've got up for grabs the Luca 12-piece melamine outdoor dinnerware set from Certified International. Now, the Luca set was inspired by the colorful dishes that are crafted in Italy. And, I mean, they have beautiful ornate flower and scroll patterns in them, lots of blues and greens and white and yellow. And the best part, the melamine is durable, it's heat-resistant, and it's virtually unbreakable. Now, you're going to get a service for four, so that's four dinner plates, four salad plates, and four bowls. And it's dishwasher safe, so, I mean, you win and you win.
Available for $79.99, but we've got one set to give away to one caller. Reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. For more unique finds for the inspired home and everything you need to create your outdoor oasis, visit RiverbendHome.com. And now, through May 31st, you can save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
All right, now we're going to head over to Yuma, Arizona, where Garland is on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was filling the batteries on my golf cart on my concrete, and it over full, and there was some battery acid on my concrete, and I sprayed some water, but it looked like it stained a little. Is there any way I can remove that stain?
Do you have any finish on the concrete now? Is it painted or anything of that nature?
No, it's not painted, no.
Well, now would be a great time to do that.
You know, okay.
I don't think structurally it has any effect on it, but when you do like an epoxy paint for concrete slabs for garages, typically what you would do is you would use an acid wash first. It usually comes in the kit.
So you've already started.
Yeah, so you started, right. You're, I mean, you're partway there.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And also, you will find that a painted garage floor with epoxy paint is beautiful and easy to clean.
It's outside under my carport.
Yeah, that's totally fine as well. But you'll find that that painted concrete, if you use an epoxy paint, there are also terrazzo finishes now for concrete that are gorgeous. It just looks great, and it's a lot easier to clean. So what I would do is I would take a look at the products that are made by Daish Coatings. That's D-A-I-C-H, daishcoatings.com. They are a leader in the space. Their products are very well made, family business, and we love them.
Okay.
And you'll find them also at Lowe's and Home Depot. But go to daishcoatings.com, take a look at the website, and you'll be able to see the variety of coatings that you can choose from.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Garland. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, backyard fire pits are really hot right now, literally. On cool nights, who wouldn't want to melt marshmallows and have that great smell of a campfire right in your backyard? Well, with just a bit of planning and a trip to your local building supply store, you can build a fire pit yourself.
That's right. Now, the first step is to pick your spot. It's got to be far enough away from overhanging trees or other flammable structures. And by the way, in all of the years I was a professional home inspector, I cannot tell you how many times I found people that built fire pits or placed them or placed grills too close to one type of siding, which is very sensitive.
Vinyl.
Vinyl. And it's funny because when you see it, there's this very distinctive sort of like arched halo burn, not just a burn, but sort of a melt, where it all twists and sort of arcs up and down again. So don't make that mistake. Make sure you keep it away. That radiant heat really does reach quite a distance, which is one of the reasons we like it. But get it in the far end of your backyard. Now, the pit itself has to be low to the ground, rising no more than about a foot high for stability. And you want to bury the base below the ground line and then line it with gravel for drainage. Now, when it comes to materials, if you don't want to haul heavy real stones, you can use rumble stone blocks. They're made from cast concrete, and they're molded to look like real stone. You'll find them in any home center.
Yeah, now you're also going to need to line that fire pit with a thick steel ring, like the ones that you use for park campfires. And these are going to protect the concrete in the blocks from the heat. I mean, it can just cause them to dry out prematurely, and then they're going to break down. So, you know, the better you can protect it, the longer this is going to last. And the construction is actually really easy. You begin with a trench wide enough to support your blocks. Then you're going to fill that trench with stone and tamp it down, because that's going to create a very firm base, and that's what you want.
And then only you do is to set the blocks on the stone. You want to use kind of a zigzag bead of masonry adhesive across two adjacent blocks, and that will hold the new layers. And make sure any interlocking parts on the blocks fit together well. Continue until that second course is finished, and you're done. You're ready to roast those marshmallows. It's really as simple as that.
Nancy in Georgia is dealing with some flooring squeaks. What is going on at your money pit?
I'm hoping you can tell me.
Okay.
Well, tell us where you're hearing them. What kind of floor? When does it happen?
The house is 48 years old, and I have pulled up the carpet that was in there, and I'd like to put hardwood. But there's a squeak right in the doorway. It's in the top floor of my two-story home.
Okay.
And I can't get to the flooring unless I tear out the ceiling of my dining room.
Yeah, you're thinking you have to deal with this from the bottom, and that's not the case. Now, when you took the carpet up, what are you looking at? Are you looking at plywood, like old plywood?
Subfloor. So, I mean, it's,
yeah, subfloor, right. So it's
like
old,
a solid subfloor. It's not like slats where you can see through.
No, it's like 8x4s maybe, or
right, that's
8x6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do here, and this is typical, what you need to do is you need to figure out where the floor joists are under that floor. And it's not that hard to do, because if you look at the floor itself, you're going to see a nailing pattern where the floor joists are running. They're probably going to be every 16 inches, and they're going to go from the back wall of your house towards the front wall. And what you want to do is screw where those nail heads are. You want to drive a drywall screw through the floor and tighten up the flooring, because what's happening is the flooring is loose in that area. And as you step on the floor and you get that squeak, squeaks happen for one of two reasons. It's either because the floorboards themselves, the plywood itself, is moving against its, the adjoining seam and squeaking, right? Or it could be that the plywood is pulling the nail in and out of the floor joists below, and that's squeaking. But when you screw the floor down as opposed to nailing it down, you tighten everything up. And it's a really good idea to do that before you carpet. Because even though you found one now, chances are the minute you put that floor down, you'll find three more. So if you screw that floor down, all that subfloor down nice and tight using these long drywall screws, which you can drive in with a drill, you're going to find that that floor is going to be a lot quieter in the long run.
Okay, I want to put hardwood over it. Can I put those under hardwood?
Sure. Yeah, they're going to be flush with the surface when you're done. What kind of hardwood? Are you going to use solid hardwood, or do you want to use engineered, or what?
I want to use solid hardwood. I have hardwood in the hallway that it meets, and then I have tile in the bathroom. And okay. So I have the spaces there for me to use the hardwood. And I'm in the South, so it's not as extensive here.
Yeah, you could use pre-finished hardwood, or you could use raw hardwood and finish it yourself. There's a lot of options in pre-finished today, though. It's beautiful. And the floor finishes are actually tougher than what you can apply on your own.
That's what I'm thinking, and I'm thinking I'll have to pull the baseboards.
Yes, absolutely.
And leave some space, a little space between the wall and the flooring.
Yes, that's correct.
I laid the hall, okay.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, you got the right idea. Yeah, just make sure you screw that subfloor down with those long drywall screws or wood screws that you put in with a drill. Typically, they're going to have a Phillips, or they'll have a hex head, and you can just drill them right in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I'm familiar with us. That's fantastic.
All right.
All right. I appreciate your help so much.
You got it, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, good gutters are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing on your head as you dart in and out of the house. If you don't have gutters, or if yours are in bad shape, pretty serious structural problems can result.
So we're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters in today's Pro Project, presented by Angie, next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. Your plumbing system has many different valves, but knowing where the most important ones are can potentially save you thousands of dollars. The main water valve controls the flow of all water into your home and must work properly to prevent damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on the lowest level of your home near the street. Test the valve to see if it turns off. There shouldn't be any leaks or running water, even if a faucet is turned on. Create a large tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we want you to listen to the Money Pit when you want to. Go ahead and follow the Money Pit podcast, and you can do just that. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
And our podcast is always free for our subscribers. You can do just that at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Jim in Delaware is online and has a question about a dryer vent. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
I have a dryer vent that's coming through a concrete wall and the 3 flaps that have broken off. I was wondering if it's a good way to replace the vent, or can I just place the flappers or what?
I would replace the exterior part of that dryer vent, the exhaust port. Those little blades that flip up and down have broken off. I would just replace that. You know, you're going to pull it out of the existing hole, and depending on how it was put in place, it may be tough to get
it's
out.
Concrete.
Okay, well, but depending on how it was attached to the concrete, it might be difficult. You may actually have to grab a pair of shears like Weissnips and cut it out. It's just sheet metal. And then you're going to basically install a new one in its place. And when you buy the new dryer vent, they usually sell the dryer vent and they sell the metal venting separate. Make sure you get a piece of of hard metal dryer exhaust duct to run through that concrete, through that hole. And then if there's flex duct, you can attach it on the other side. Try to keep it as regular duct as far as possible. Because the flex duct is, you know, it has a lot of resistance to it, and the clothes don't dry quite as quickly.
Great. Thank you for the advice.
Well, guys, now is a pretty good time to take a good look at your gutters. With all the spring rains that we've had, the gutters need to work properly. They're key to more than just keeping water from overflowing on your head as you dart in and out of your home. So we're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters in today's Pro Project presented by Angie.
That's right. Now, gutters, people, they perform one duty, and that's controlling the water around your home. But if a gutter is missing, disconnected, or clogged, you could be facing major and expensive home repairs. Now, not managing that water around your house can cause flooded basements, cracked foundations, you know, even cracked sidewalks, leaking roofs, and it can lead to wood-destroying insects finding the tastiest meal out of your house.
Now, when you choose gutters, the most common types are vinyl and aluminum. The vinyl gutters range in price from about $4 to $8 per foot. And the least expensive vinyl gutters can be super thin, so they can sag or become brittle when it gets really cold. Vinyl gutters also tend to leak more frequently than aluminum gutters, so be prepared for frequent repairs.
All right. Now, there's also aluminum gutters, and they tend to be much more durable. They're going to range in price from about $6 to $12 per linear foot, but they really are that much durable. Now, aluminum gutters are installed by pros, and they're going to custom build a single gutter for each roof section. I mean, it's amazing how they sort of have this big roll of the aluminum in the back of a truck, and they kind of extrude it down this machine, and it bends it. It's really fun to watch, but I mean, the benefit of it is one piece, so it really is very well built. And they're going to help you plan for adequate downspouts, and they're going to make sure that those gutters do not back up even during the heaviest of rainfalls.
Yeah, now once the gutters are installed, they do need to be kept clean. Now, if you'd like to avoid having to do as much gutter cleaning as perhaps you've done in the past, and you are putting in new gutters, do what I did. Go with the next largest size gutters because the downspouts are bigger and they don't clog nearly as much. We're talking about the difference between 4-inch gutters and 5-inch gutters. It really is not apparent that I've done this from the street, but I can tell you, based on the fact that I don't think I've had to clean my gutters in 2 years, that it works really, really well. Now, by the way, if it does get to the point where you have to do some gutter cleaning, it can be dangerous. So that is a project you would be best to use a pro for and not let that be the first time you hop up on a ladder in several months or several years.
Well, that's today's pro project presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Now, I've got Diane from Rhode Island on the line with a basement issue. What is going on at your money pit?
Hi, I have a house. It was built in 1945, and in my basement, the cement walls, and it looks like once upon a time they were painted white, and the bottom half of the walls, which are below the ground level, it crumbles, and it leaves a lot of sediment, and I can see through to the like big things of pebbles in the wall.
So the reason that the bottom half of the wall is deteriorating is probably because of moisture. What are these walls made out of? Are they made out of concrete or concrete block or cinder block?
Concrete. There's no block.
There's no block. It's concrete. All right. So I think what's happening here is you're getting water that's leaking through the lower half of the walls, and you're probably getting efflorescence. You could be getting some spalling, depending on the temperatures, that could be causing some of the wall to freeze and then basically chip off pieces of the concrete. So what I would do in this case is I would start by trying to reduce the amount of moisture that's collecting in that wall by addressing the drainage conditions right outside of it. Generally speaking, this is caused by one of two things, or more commonly a combination of the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter. If it's too flat, if it's sloped into the house, if there's any kind of like landscaping tile ties or brick edges or too much mulch, any of those conditions that are holding water around the foundation is a bad thing. And more importantly, the gutter system, make sure you have gutters, that the gutters are extended at least 4 to 6 feet from the house. If you can keep that perimeter of your house drier, this problem will definitely stabilize.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. We hope you're enjoying a fantastic weekend and taking care of lots of things around your house. That's what we're here for, so give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You need help tackling home projects? Then you definitely need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you ready to take on an outdoor painting project? We're going to share some tips on new technology and paint sprayers that can help you get this project done faster and come out better than ever. That's all coming up next.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Avatron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Avatron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Avatron.com. That's Avatron.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MoneyPit15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MoneyPit15 at checkout. That's MoneyPit15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MoneyPit15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your projects, but help yourself first. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We have a great giveaway from RiverbendHome.com for one lucky listener this hour. We've got up for grabs the Luca 12-piece melamine outdoor dinnerware set. It's from Certified International. And melamine is fantastic, especially for outdoor eating, especially if you've got kids. I mean, they are durable. It's heat resistance. I mean, there's virtually unbreakable, that melamine. And these dishes in the Luca pattern are gorgeous because they feel like Italian dinnerware. Lots of bright colors, flowers, and scroll designs. I mean, it's really beautiful, and it's a prize worth $79.99. You're going to get a dinner set for four.
It's going out to one listener, drawn at random. Make that you reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at MoneyPit.com. Riverbed Home for more unique finds for the inspired home and everything you need to create your outdoor oasis. And now through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
Terry in Mississippi is on the line looking for some help to get rid of termites. Tell us what's going on.
Yes. I'd like to know, what kind of spray should I get for termite?
Well, termite treatment is not a do-it-yourself project because termites really need to be professionally treated because of where they live. They live deep in the soil, Terry. And so to treat them effectively, a termiticide has to be applied to the soil in a continuous bond all the way around your house. And what happens with the modern termiticides is they're undetectable. So the termites don't know it's in the soil. They pass through it. They get it on their bodies. And then they go back to the nest and pass it all to all their termite friends. And that wipes out the entire nest. So it's not really a do-it-yourself project. I would talk to some exterminators and maybe ask specifically about a product called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. Good product's been around for a long time. I used it in my own house, and it's an undetectable termiticide that's very effective and lasts for many years. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it is a construction ballet going on right now between Leslie's studio and mine. And we work out of our home studios, and outside my window, I have about four or five large pieces of digging equipment, and they're tearing up the road and putting in new water lines. And at the same time, Leslie's landscapers, they just showed up. So we've got in stereo now the sounds of construction. It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. It's definitely the soundtrack of the weekend that we all want to hear. So, you know, pick a project. Maybe you're planning a painting project, maybe a landscaping project, whatever it is. But if you are thinking about painting, especially a fence, a deck, or anywhere outside of your home, that's kind of the project that many people are going to hire a painter for because it's tedious and time-consuming. But you know what? You get those painters, they come with a big air compressor and paint sprayers. They work super fast. Now, guys, you can have this new technology and paint spraying equipment from Wagner. They have made this process so simple and efficient that just about any DIYer can get a job done without the expense of hiring a pro.
That's right. We're talking about the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers. Now, these sprayers are designed to allow homeowners to take on those kinds of big projects all by yourself instead of hiring a contractor, and you'll save money in the process. Now, the airless paint sprayers feature high-efficiency airless technology, and what that does is produces up to 55% less overspray, so you're not going to waste paint. And these sprayers at the same time apply a very high quality finish, and they do it three times faster than a roller. That's really fast. So you're going to get those projects done quickly. They also work with water or oil-based paints as well as stains.
All right, check out the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayer. You can find them at WagnerSprayTech.com. Now, the Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, even Amazon. Sherilyn in Delaware is on the line with a leaky pipe in a pool. What's going on?
Yes, we have a steel pool built right after World War II. They had a lot of excess steel, and they found a lot of pools to build. And we have, it's somewhere in the pipe, we have a leak. And we're not sure exactly what the material of the pipes is. We think it might be black.
This is the pipe that does what? This is the pipe that fills the pool? This is a drain line? What kind of pipe are we talking about?
A pipe that either goes to the pool from the pump, you know, returns back to the pool from the pump, or leaves the pump pool to go to the pump.
I don't have a good solution for you if you're repairing an active pipe like that short of replacing it. Generally speaking, when you have underground lines like that that rupture, it's not a matter of repairing it. It's a matter of replacing it. And it may be that you can leave the other pipe in place and just basically disable it and then install a new line to do the same thing that the old line was doing. But repairing it is not an option.
Right, right.
Unless you can get access to it by basically digging down and exposing it. But it's usually easier to run a new line.
All righty. Well, thank you. That's what we thought we'd probably end up having to
All
do.
All right, gentlemen. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got questions, we've got some answers. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs leak, you need someone there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Well, raised garden beds are a nice way to set off the garden from the rest of the yard. But if you build them with pressure-treated wood, can the chemicals get into any of those veggies that you're growing? We're going to answer that question next.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them at moneypit.com.
Stan heard our podcast, and we were talking about, you know, planting veggies in the yard and raised flower beds, and he's got some good questions. Now, Stan says, why do you want to raise the garden above otherwise good soil? He also asks, potting soil can be expensive. Should you mix it 50-50 with sand? And then lastly, he says, if you use pressure-treated wood to frame this raised garden, is there any danger that the chemicals in the lumber will leak into the veggies? Those are good questions.
Wow, good questions. Yeah, really good questions. So I think raised garden beds are just a nice way to set off a garden from the rest of the yard. And some people also like to add sort of a roof or a cage with sort of wire mesh. If you live in an area where you have wildlife that are helping themselves to your salad there in the garden, covering a raised garden with mesh is a way to keep them out. And yes, potting soil by itself would probably be pretty expensive, and that's why what you should be looking for is garden soil, or there's even specific soil that comes in like very large heavy bags that's designed for raised garden beds. It has a nice mix in it, and it's a lot less expensive from potting than potting mix. Great question. I know a lot of folks have asked similar questions about that. It's not as much a concern today as it was, say, a decade or more ago, because the treatment processes have been updated, and now they're not, that lumber's not treated with arsenic anymore. There's a safer treatment. But if you are concerned, a very simple solution is either to line the planter with plastic sheeting, or you could build it with regular lumber. Just understand it's not going to last that long. Or you could use decay-resistant lumber like cedar or redwood, which is going to cost you a bit more. But again, it won't last as long as pressure-treated, but it takes the whole issue of any kind of leaching totally out of the equation.
Yeah, and cedar and redwood look really lovely. So I'm just saying, they're good choices.
For a week. Until they get wet, right?
Always,
and then they start
oil
to darken.
It, and then that color comes back.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
All right, now we've got Dylan who writes, I live in southern Kentucky, and during the summer months, we get condensation dripping off the AC ducts into the crawl space. I don't want this to keep happening, but I'm wondering, what can I do to stop it?
Yeah, very simple problem there, Dylan. Two things you can do. First of all, you can reduce the amount of humidity that gets into your crawl space by, first off, cleaning your gutters, extending the downspouts, and making sure the soil slopes away. Secondly, make sure you add plastic sheeting, a vapor barrier, across the entire floor of that crawl space. And if it still continues after you do that, the third thing you should do, and I'm putting this at number three because it requires the most work, is you can insulate those ducts on the outside, just wrap them with duct insulation. Because what's happening is the moist air striking the cold air conditioning duct, the moisture is condensing and just dripping off. So it's just a condensing issue. Reduce the moisture and insulate the ducts. That will go away.
All right, Dylan. I mean, the other option is just don't put the air conditioning on in the summer, which I know is a terrible suggestion.
Terrible idea.
I've been to Kentucky in the summer. It gets hot and it gets humid. So definitely take Tom's steps and you will be very happy and condensation free.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, we're just about out of time, but thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Hope you are having fun tackling some spring fix-ups for your Money Pit. I know that we certainly have been pretty busy around here. If you follow our social media, you'll get a good sense as to what's going on. But, I mean, for my part, I have been refinishing furniture. I have been building a new basement floor. You know, it depends on the weather. If it's raining, I work inside. If it's nice, I work outside.
You're maybe always you're doing something.
It's fun. It's therapeutic, you know. And if you ever need help with those projects, you know how to find us. The show does continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The FBI has reclassified the 2017 congressional baseball shooter and would-be assassin as a domestic violent extremist, ditching the much maligned suicide by cop theory that those on the field had condemned as unrealistic.
It came after survivors raised pressure last month after Ohio Republican Brad Wenstrup made the original designation during a hearing with FBI Director Christopher Wray. The gunman, James Hodgkinson, fired well over 100 rounds at the congressmen, their aides, and others present on the ball field on June 14th of 2017 after asking whether Republicans or Democrats were practicing there. Hodgkinson was a left-wing activist and former volunteer on independent Senator Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign and was vocal about his views on social media. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Native American tribes say two new Arizona election laws won't make it easier for their voters. Governor Doug Ducey recently signed the bills that he and fellow Republicans say will strengthen the integrity of elections. But Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says the new laws are basically a form of retaliation over the last presidential election.
The Navajo Nation came out in big numbers to support their candidate, Joe Biden. And, you know, this is a systematic approach to pushing back on a group of people like the Navajo people in voting.
Tribes and voting rights advocates say the measures will disproportionately affect communities of color, tribal members who have the long drive distances to cast ballots, and voters who speak or have limited or no English skills. The bills target the length of time voters have to fix signature problems on mailed ballots and require periodic purging of a list of voters who automatically received mailed ballots. More at stownhall.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Hometown Takeover debuted this past weekend on HGTV and Discovery Plus. Now, being from a small town myself, I was moved by the people and their stories. This show is more than just putting a new face on an old house. It is about helping our fellow neighbor and giving hope to those in need. We all have a talent and ability to help someone, and this show will motivate you to find it. So be sure and check out new episodes of Hometown Takeover every Sunday night. For more news, check out theentertainmentanswer.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
The feds flip a congressman's friend.
A close associate of Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida has agreed to cooperate in a federal investigation, according to court documents. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. The charges will include sex trafficking of a child. According to people familiar with the matter, federal prosecutors have been investigating whether Gaetz and Greenberg paid underage girls or offered them gifts as part of his plea agreement. Greenberg, who was Seminole County tax collector, will admit he recruited women paying more than $70,000 from 2016 to 2018. Mike Crossia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the police are being told to brace for a potentially more violent summer than last year, and retail sales were flat in April. More at townhall.com. Police around the country are being told by authorities to get ready because it could be a more violent summer than last year.
This is Crime Trends. Show the bloodshed in some parts of the country, such as New York City, picked up earlier than is typically expected. New York is already ahead of last year's pace. The NYPD reports shootings were up 166% in April compared to April 2020. In Chicago, the most recently available crime statistics show that murder was up 56% from April 26 to May 2nd compared to the same time last year. And in Los Angeles, murders year-to-date as of May 8th were up 31% for the same time last year. Patrick Frost reporting.
Retail sales in the U.S. flat last month after soaring in March when many Americans got their $1,400 stimulus checks. Commerce Department yesterday said that was worse than even the tiny 0.8% raise that Wall Street analysts were expecting. More at townhall.com.
So, Leslie, did you know that the typical household spends $1,500 a year on energy bills?
And if you're writing checks this weekend, you sure do know, but Uncle Sam can help you shave up to $450 off your energy costs.
So gather up your energy bills and hit MoneyPit.com. Click on Ideas and Tips, then click Estimators and Calculators, and use the Energy Star Home Energy Yardstick to save some bucks on your house.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Abertron Restoration Products, The Angie App, LL Flooring, Pavestone, Schluter, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you make your best home ever. If you love decor, if you love home improvement, if you love to do your own fixing, this is the place to be. And if you want to hire a pro and don't know where to start or what needs to get done or need our help to compare one estimate against another, we can also help you do just that. Bottom line, whatever you're doing to take care and improve your home, we would love to lend a hand. Help yourself first by reaching out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about outdoor kitchens. They are more popular than ever, but guess what? You don't need a big budget or even a pro to build one on your own. We're going to share a system that you can use to construct it yourself that is as easy as stacking blocks, just like you did when you were a kid, except they're bigger and a little heavier.
A lot heavier and bigger, much, 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 much bigger. And I bet they would still hurt when you step on them, like those tiny building blocks.
Well, they certainly hurt more if you drop them.
Either way, protect those feet. Well, coming up, if a new floor is in your project plans for this spring, LL Flooring has developed digital tools for both DIYers and pros out there. We're going to be joined by CEO Charles Tyson to learn how these new tools and services are going to help make sure that the job comes up exactly as you plan.
And if you've ever tried to strip paint off a surface, you know it can be a very difficult, a very smelly, and a very messy project. We're going to share a new low-odor, environmentally safe paint and varnish remover that is designed to remove multiple layers in just one single application.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you guys working on this week? Is there a project that you want to get going? Is there a project that you're sort of stuck on? Or maybe you're just procrastinating because you don't really know where to start? Well, whatever it is, we are here for you.
Plus, we've got a great product to help you enjoy your outdoor dining this summer. Going out to one listener drawn at random is the Luca 12-piece melamine outdoor dinnerware set from our friends at Riverbend Home. It's worth $79.99. So give us a call right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Joanne in Illinois is on the line with the Money Pit and has a question about a skylight. What's going on? You got some leaking happening?
Well, yes, I would say about a month and a half ago, I had a leak in the skylight. It's an older skylight, fairly large. It's almost like 3 feet by 2.5. And my neighbor got on the roof, and he said, oh, we found a place. It was a little break in the seal.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me for some alcohol. He cleaned it up, and he must have put some kind of a caulk or something.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
pro to do that, and there's plenty of companies out there that do that sort of work.
Okay. Is there any kind of a type of skylight that's better than the other?
Yeah, yes. I would look at the skylights by Anderson, and the reason I say that is because either Anderson or Velux, V-E-L-U-X. I'm actually not sure if Anderson's still making them. They may have stopped, but I know Velux is. And the reason I like those, both of those skylights have an integral flashing design where basically the box gets mounted on top of the roof, then the flashing gets wound in between the shingles, and then there's a counter flashing piece that seals it from the top down. So the way it's designed, you're not going to be affected by expansion and contraction over the years. Basically, that flashing system, that seal system sort of rides with the roof as it moves.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea what prices they might be?
Yeah, I mean, the skylight itself is probably going to be a few hundred to a thousand, plus it depends on how complicated the installation is.
Okay.
You know, if you're fortunate enough to get one that's pretty close in size, and then a lot of times you can find them, they're very similar, then maybe there's not so much work to do to the light shaft, which is that part of the ceiling from the flat ceiling in your room up to where the skylight is.
Uh-huh.
If it's significantly different, then you've got some carpenter work on top of that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, your information. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show so much.
Patrick in Iowa is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
Okay, I bought a home. It was a for sale by owner. The roof was put on about 4 or 5 years ago, and in the disclosure, he mentioned there was nothing wrong with the roof. But since moving in, now being in Iowa, we get severe weather, and I understand, you know, a couple shingles might rip off during a windstorm or something like that, but it's literally... it's daily shingles are coming off. So I patched some of the shingles, but it's every time we get a wind, shingles are just blowing off. And so I asked him, can I have the name of the company that did the roof?
Right.
And so I got the name and phone number, and I talked to the workers that did it, and they said, we've been out there every single year, year after year. We told him it's no longer covered. He has to pay for it himself, and he mentioned that in the disclosure, and I looked through the disclosure, and of course there's nothing in the disclosure that
right,
mentions anything about
it. Yeah. Wow. Sounds like you have a pretty strong case of fraud.
Well, and of course I don't want to go down a road that, you know, is going to take months and months and months or years, but it's just one of those cases that if it's not in the disclosure, but then I can prove that it is. I mean, is there any recourse whatsoever?
Well, yeah. I mean, the recourse is to hold them legally responsible for the cost of replacing the roof. And, you know, this is really more of a question for an attorney than for home improvement experts like ourselves. But, you know, I was a professional home inspector for many years. So I've seen these situations before. And if you have a seller that outright misrepresents the condition of part of the property on the disclosure, then they should be held liable for that. And in some cases can be held liable for multiples of what the actual damages, which in this case is essentially going to be the cost of a new roof.
And it's not just that. I mean, if I was told, then I could have just, you know, budgeted for...
Right. You could have headed it off. Exactly. But, you know, it's some people just want to make sure, just want to misrepresent their home and try to hide all the problems. And that's why you have professional home inspectors out there, which, by the way, did you get a home inspection done, Patrick?
Yes, there is a mortgage on it. Of course, the mortgage company did their inspections.
Well, no, besides the mortgage company, did you have your own independent professional home inspection done?
I did not.
Yeah, so that's probably was a mistake, because home inspectors work for you, not for the mortgage company, and a good quality home inspector, for example, one that's a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors, would have spent 2 to 3 hours going over that house and probably would have seen all of the repaired shingles, because that's something that's actually fairly obvious to see. So, unfortunately, you can't focus on the past, but, you know, you should try to hold this seller responsible, and maybe you could take them to small claims court. I don't know. Again, question for a lawyer, but it sounds like you're going to need a new roof.
Well, I know that. It's a metal roof that's going to be going on, so...
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. Sorry that happened to you, Patrick. Good luck with the project, though. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this spring weekend? Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So don't be shy. Reach out at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or planters, or even a bench, Well, there's a way to do that that is as easy as stacking blocks. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you need help with a reno, a repair, a decor project, we are here to share expert tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Well, if you're ready to enjoy some outdoor dining this summer, the good folks at RiverbendHome.com are ready to provide some great dinnerware to help you do just that.
Yep, we've got the Luca 12-piece melamine outdoor dinnerware set from Certified International. Now, this dinnerware was inspired by the colorful dishes that you see in Italy, those that are patterned with ornate floral and scroll designs. They are gorgeous. And because it's melamine, they're durable, they're heat-resistant, and virtually unbreakable. That service for four includes four dinner plates, four salad plates, four bowls. It's dishwasher safe. It's worth almost $80, but going out to one caller drawn at random.
For some more unique finds for the inspired home and everything you need to create your outdoor oasis, visit RiverbendHome.com. And now through May 31st, you can save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
Louise in Delaware is on the line with some carpenter bees visiting her home. Tell us what's going on.
I have a deck in my at my back door, and I have a roof. It doesn't extend all the way out to the end of the deck, just about halfway. And I've been having for several years a major problem with carpenter bees. They actually make perfectly round holes in the roof of the deck. And I had an exterminator a couple years ago, and he said he would spray it, but no guarantees. And he sprayed it, and maybe for about 5 days I didn't see them, but they came right back. But someone told me get steel wool and put steel wool in the holes because they can't get out.
There's the do-yourself methods and there's the professional methods. I'm troubled by the fact that you hired an exterminator, sounds like it was some time ago, and they wouldn't guarantee a result. That's not acceptable. Most professional exterminators have the tools, the knowledge, and the pesticides to effectively eliminate carpenter bees with a reasonable guarantee of success. So if you have such a serious problem as this, I would definitely suggest that you go find yourself a new exterminator, maybe from a national brand company like Orkin. You'd have better success with that. Now, if you want to do this yourself, you know, the reason that the bees form those holes is because they're nesting. And so the way they're treated is you spray pesticide inside those holes. You can also spray something that's petroleum-based inside the holes because they don't like that. There's lots of ways that you could try this yourself. But given the severity of the problem, I would suggest you find a good exterminator that can treat it with the right type of pesticide and you not have to worry about it.
Well, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, planters, or even a bench, there is a really easy way that you can do that with a product called Rumblestone. Now, these are made by Pavestone, and they're rustic-looking stones that come in project kits. And you simply stack them together like Legos in a predetermined pattern, and you can build all sorts of amazing and popular outdoor features. And because they are modular, it's super easy, it's fast, it's affordable, it's a great way to upgrade your backyard with amenities like an outdoor kitchen, like a fire pit, like a place to relax, a bench. Now, the Rumblestone kits start at $250, and they can also be used for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, even a landscape border.
And if you want to strengthen that finished project, you can even use Quikrete's advanced polymer construction adhesive between the stones, so there's no mortar required. Plus, right now, there's even a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen topped with a Quikrete countertop, and it's available online. I was watching it before the show, and Leslie, there was like almost 400,000 views of this video. And step-by-step, everything you need to know on how to build this yourself. Rumblestone can be a beautiful addition to your outdoor living space. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Next up, we've got Jim in Massachusetts with a question about a chimney. What's going on?
I don't have a liner in my chimney, but I only burn oil. Do I need a liner in my chimney?
So you're only burning oil now. Is this, so you have an oil boiler or an oil furnace?
Yes.
How old is the furnace itself?
Oh, the unit's about 30 years old.
Mm. Well, technically, you really should. It's best practice to have it. You don't know what the condition of the inside of that chimney is, and especially if you're going to replace that heating system, because at 30 years old, it's getting, you know, well past the end of a normal life cycle. And the newer HVAC systems are much more efficient, which means they have much more moisture, and the moisture is very acidic that goes up the chimney, and that could be a problem as well. So I think eventually you're going to have to line that. Now, lining it does not have to be such a big deal, because if that chimney is only serving the heating system, there is like a stainless steel liner that can be dropped down that's kind of like, you know, like the old dryer exhaust ducts that were plastic and they sort of unfolded like an accordion. Well, they're kind of like that, but they're made of stainless steel. And the pros drop them right from the top of the chimneys all the way down and hook them right up. And instantly, literally, within an hour or two of work, you've got a fully lined chimney. So I would say, for your safety and future efficiency, it would be best if you did put a liner in the chimney, and that's how you would do it.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Give it a shot. I'm sure it'll work out well for you.
Renee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question is concerning my sump pump. Obviously, a sump pump in the basement,
And for a long time, for several months, I had not heard the sump pump going off. A few months ago, when it was raining very hard, I went down to the basement to see why the sump pump wasn't kicking on, and the well was filled with water. So I went ahead and I, you know, drained the water out by, you know, pouring buckets of water out. And so I got down to see where the ball was. And it still wouldn't come on, so I tapped the ball, and eventually when the water rose, it did kick on again. But now I'm hearing this gurgling sound in my kitchen sink piping, and I want to know why.
Where is the sump pump discharging? Is it discharging into this basement sink?
The sump pump discharges, it's connected to the outside sewer line, and that's sewer, the line is connected to the basement, the kitchen sink.
Okay, so first of all, it has to go through a trap. If it doesn't go through a trap, you may get sewage gas that comes back into the basement. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the gurgling might just because it doesn't have enough water in the sump itself. You're probably pulling a lot of air in there. And thirdly, because your sump pump was filling up when you had heavy rain, the source of that water is easily within your ability to repair and stop. Generally, when your sump pump fills up after heavy rain, it's because your gutters are clogged or overflowing, or your downspouts are not discharging away from the foundation, or the soil around the house is not slipping away from the outside walls. That's what causes problems with water filling up in basements and floods in a sort, because that outside surface drainage is just not set up right. So I would focus on improving your exterior drainage. There's a great article on moneypit.com about how to solve wet basements. A lot of that advice applies to this. And then you'll find that the sump pump will have to run that much less.
Okay. That's great news.
Do you have a home improvement or a home decor question? You can reach us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, up next, if a new floor is in your project plans for this spring, LL Flooring has developed some digital tools for both DIYers and pros. We're going to be joined by CEO Charles Tyson, and we're going to learn about how these new tools and services help to make sure that the job comes up exactly as you planned. Next. Concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's Tip of the Day. Did you know that one quarter of all fires start during typical sleeping hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and more than one half of all fire-related deaths occur during this period? Smoke detectors do wear out. If the ones you have are more than 5 years old, it might be time for a new one. The latest models have updated features such as photoelectric sensors that are more sensitive to slow smoldering fires. Some models combine the older ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, Ella Flooring is a national name in flooring with over 400 locations and a team of flooring experts and digital tools all designed to help both pros and consumers make the best choices in hard surface flooring.
And whether you're a homeowner, DIYer, or a professional contractor, LL Flooring's tools, tips, and resources will help make sure your project comes out exactly as you imagined. And now a new set of services designed especially for pros makes this even easier. Leading that effort is Charles Tyson, the CEO for LL Flooring. Charles, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Tom, Lizzie, great to be back with you. It's an exciting time for us in the flooring business, and thanks for inviting me to spend a few minutes with your listeners.
Well, you know, most of our listeners know that you guys are great at supporting homeowners, but I don't think they know a lot about how you make life easier and more successful for the pros and their businesses. So can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, you know, the fact that we've got over 420 stores makes us, you know, pretty convenient for pros who want to be able to get in and pick product and then also be able to pick the product up. We carry a lot of inventory at the local level, and time is just so important for pros when they're trying to run their business. You know, we've got dedicated people in our stores that will stay open late or open early for our pros. You know, we have some pros who are very confident in our sales teams And so they will send and refer their customers into our stores, and we'll help those customers pick out a floor. And, you know, that can give back a pro maybe 2 or 3 hours. Instead of them having to spend time in the store, we can help them be more productive.
I mean, it's really amazing because LL Flooring just becomes a partner to both the homeowner and the pro. And I think in doing so, your digital tools are just super valuable. So many people have a hard time envisioning what something is going to look like in their home. And what you have done is just inspiring people to make smart choices that they know they'll feel confident about.
Yeah, so, you know, in the past, you know, a customer would have to come to a store and pick up a sample. And so it became quite a long, tedious transaction, right? They might have to come back 3 or 4 times till they found a floor that they really liked. So we developed an app that allows them to use a picture it tool, which allows them to scan any room in the house, and they can then upload any one of our floors into that tool, and they can see exactly what a floor is going to look like in their home. So we see the average customer probably looks at 8 or 9 different floors. So we really see it as a productivity tool to driving creativity while people are thinking about their projects.
I would imagine that that increases the confidence in the purchase and the happiness in the project. If they're reviewing 8 or 9 floors, it's very difficult to do that when you can only work with pictures on a website or in a catalog or with a small flooring sample. Actually installing that floor visually, when you finally find that floor that that just says yes to you, you've got a lot of confidence that that's the right one.
Yeah, you know, the feedback from customers, Tom, is they find it a fantastic enabler. So it's allowing them to make decisions with a higher degree of confidence. I think sometimes, you know, I know myself, I might procrastinate for a couple of months because I'm really not sure have I picked the right floor. And we've seen that time to conversion when people use the tool to be less. And so I think that that's a good indication that it's helping people make good, strong decisions on which floor to pick.
And I mean, how impressive is it if your pro comes in and says, hey, we can actually check this out in your home so you know you're making the right choice?
Yeah, I think the other thing that it means, the pros don't have to carry massive samples around with them anymore. You know, we offer free samples and happy to provide those, but it allows the pro to be a lot more flexible. I think it helps the pro project his own business, his or her own business too, in terms of the level of professionalism that the customers really appreciate using these tools.
We're talking to Charles Tyson. He's the CEO of LL Flooring. Charles, I understand that LL Flooring is now launching a new online platform for pros. Can you give us some background on the platform?
Yeah. So, you know, we recognize that pros really want to spend time running their business, and they can make decisions and have a customized tool in the palm of their hand that can look at everything that we offer. It's how do they look at assortment? How do they look at pricing? Or how do they look at previous orders that they've purchased from us? It really becomes a working tool through their mobile phone that's customized for them.
I mean, it really seems like a true partnership. Now, I know we have so many people listening who are either pros themselves or have had experience with installing floors, but how does LL Flooring help those pros and the homeowners who just need a hand installing the product?
Yeah, look, what we want to be able to do is provide the pro an end-to-end solution that makes it easy for them. So we do simple things like schedule appointments to do pickup. We know exactly when that pro is coming in. We're going to have that product ready to be loaded onto the truck, or we can deliver directly to the job site. So we really call it that end-to-end solution of how do we make the pros more productive in what they do every day and get rid of friction points that create downtime or a lack of productivity when they're servicing their customers. Generally, what we hear from our customers is the most important thing. You know, will this pro finish the job when they say they're going to finish the job? And it's our responsibility to help and ensure the pro can do that with the way we provide product.
Charles, over this past year, we've seen more than ever before how important a safe, comfortable, attractive space is to folks, given the fact that we've all spent a lot more time indoors than we certainly expected to. You guys, with 400 stores across the country, you've always had your finger on the pulse when it comes to the trends. Can you share maybe some of the popular trends that we're seeing here in spring and summer 2021?
Yeah, you know, obviously vinyl is sort of has become the new emerging category. A lot of that is driven by the waterproof capability where people have got kids, they've got dogs, they want to live in rooms that are actually used where a kid might drop a cup of water. And so waterproof vinyl is just an exploding category. But it's not all about resilience. We've done a lot of work investing in our Bellawood wood brand, and we're seeing just great expansion with wider boards, you know, with 6-inch boards, 7-inch boards, new engineered wood flooring. So I think when you look at the overall trend, natural product is coming back, and it's coming back in formats that customers are able to look at, price points that they've not seen before, particularly in engineered wood flooring. Beautiful 7-inch wide boards, 10-foot long boards that often only ever showed up in really premium end of the housing market. And now we're able to position great-looking floors into everybody's homes from a very, very competitive pricing standpoint.
Charles Tyson, CEO of LL Flooring, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Charles, and continued good luck. And congratulations on all the good work you're doing for both the homeowners and the pros out there to make their flooring projects everything they dream it can be.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate the time.
Some really cool technology to help people truly visualize and get that order right. We love it. All right, well, if you've ever tried to strip paint off of a surface, you know that it can be a difficult and super messy project. We're going to share a new low-odor, environmentally safe paint and varnish remover designed to remove multiple layers in just one application. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-MONEYPIT is presented by Angie. Find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
Well, are you guys ready to get outside and enjoy some outdoor dining, perhaps on your patio or your deck? Well, if you are, Our friends at riverbendhome.com are ready to give you some great dinnerware to help you do just that. We've got the Luca 12-piece melamine outdoor dinnerware set from Certified International to give away to one lucky listener.
Yeah, this Luca dinnerware set is super gorgeous. I mean, it's a colorful dish, and it's made to look like they're those Italian ceramic dishes that are really brightly colored and have beautiful floral and scrolling patterns on them. You've got blues, greens, whites, super gorgeous and great for any decor outside. They're durable, they're heat resistant. I mean, melamine is virtually unbreakable. Now, you're going to get a service for four. That's four dinner plates, salad plates, and bowls, and it's totally dishwasher safe.
It's available for $79.99 by going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And for more unique finds for the inspired home and everything you need to create your outdoor oasis, visit riverbendhome.com. And now, through May 31st, you can also save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
All right, now we're going to catch back up with Dot in Arizona. We gave some ideas on her kitchen remodel, and we want to hear how it went. Dot, what's going on?
Our electrician came, and he ended up chiseling out a hole in the concrete slab and running conduit through it and made our pass through what used to be a peninsula, turned it into an island for us. So we got it all solved.
Oh, that's great. So, in other words, you were trying to put down laminate floor, and you were wondering how to get the wiring from one side of the kitchen over to the island, which by its very nature is an island. So you had to do that in a way that would be invisible. Well, that was probably a lot of work for the electrician, but I'm glad it worked out.
It did. It worked out great. He did a super job. But I listen to your show, and I appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever tried to strip paint off of a surface, you know that it can be difficult and, I mean, a really messy project. Now, ClearStrip from Abitron is a great solution. It's a new low-odor, environmentally safe paint and varnish remover that's designed to remove multiple layers in just one application, and that's really going to save you a ton of time.
Yeah, and because it's gel, it clings well to vertical surfaces and absorbs the paint for easy cleanup. You know, that's a problem I've had with other paint strippers because it kind of works its way off of the vertical surfaces, and then you got to keep wetting it. This product keeps the paint surface wet for a long time, and it continues to loosen the paint long after other strippers have dried out and ceased to be effective. I also like that it's easy to use. You just apply it with a brush, a roller, or a spreader. You let that gel set for about 30 minutes. Then you can remove the paint with a paint scraper.
Yeah, now ClearStrip isn't going to raise the wood grain. You can use it inside or outside on most rigid surfaces, including wood, concrete, even brick. And it can remove most paint and varnishes, as well as coatings like epoxy and polyurethane. I mean, this is some durable stuff.
You'll find ClearStrip at abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
Joe, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us what you need help with.
Well, I need help with an idea of how to clean the grouting in my kitchen. It's a ceramic tile, and the grout has gotten discolored and dark over the years. And I was wondering if there was a product or some kind of solution you could give me that would help us clean it.
So you have two types of products out there. You have grout cleaners and grout strippers. The grout stripper is usually one that is a lot stronger in terms of being able to lighten up that grout. The key is that you have to put it on and let it sit for a little bit. So if it's in your kitchen, is this your kitchen floors or kitchen counters or backsplash? What is it?
It's the floor.
Okay. So, yeah, you got to put it on there and let it sit for a bit, and then go ahead and rinse it off. And it does a pretty good job of brightening these things out. There's a lot of different manufacturers of it. I don't have one that I'm particularly fond of over another. But I do encourage you to look for a grout stripper as opposed to a grout cleaner. And once you do get it clean, then what you should also do is apply a grout sealer, which is a silicone product that goes over the grout, and that will stop a lot of the dirt from getting back in there and will keep it brighter for a lot longer.
Okay, that sounds really good. What type of store might I find that? Like a Home Depot, a Lowe's
yes.
type store?
Yep, a home center, a Home Depot, a Lowe's, a hardware store.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your input, and I'm going to definitely get right on that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Well, if you want to save energy and money this summer, you might want to look at your landscaping. We're going to tell you why after this. Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can post your questions to us at MoneyPit.com or to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
Jeremy has a dripping faucet and he needs some help. He says, my outdoor faucet is dripping. I tried to replace the washer, but the screw head is too corroded. I think it's being fed by a copper pipe coming out of the exterior wall. What is the chance of bending that copper pipe if I try to turn the faucet with a wrench?
Okay. You know, folks think that if you have a drippy faucet, if you turn it tighter and tighter and tighter and maybe take it to extremes and put a wrench on it, it's somehow going to solve the problem. If it's dripping, you shouldn't have to do all that. There's a problem with it right there. Stop right there. Don't get the wrenches out. Because what are you going to do? Get the wrench out the next time you want to turn it on? No. You've got to replace this faucet. For whatever reason, the valves have failed. You're talking about corrosion. This is a time to get a new faucet. Now, if you don't want to do it right now and you want to just leave the faucet alone, stone, there is probably a shutoff valve for that faucet on the other side of that wall. So whether that's a crawl space or a basement or even on your first floor, I found these inside bathroom cabinets that were like on the exterior wall. Find the shutoff, turn that off, and you won't have to worry about it dripping all summer long.
All right, well, Ryan is having trouble getting paint to cover. He says, my house was built in 1963, and I'm finding that I need to apply one coat of primer and three coats of paint to get that paint to cover. This seems excessive.
Yeah.
Should I put on multiple coats of primer? Should I have sanded the trim and doors down first? If so, what grit do I use? A lot of questions here.
Well, so many questions there, and definitely a problem. So here's what I think. First of all, the last question first, what grit? Listen, you got to prep your surfaces before you paint them, so make sure you're following the instructions on that. Me, I usually use about 150 when I'm trying to rough up some wood for paint. Now, in terms of the paint, I suspect that whatever paint you're using is not very good paint. You shouldn't need three coats of paint to cover it. It's not the kind of thing that you want to try to sort of bargain shop. I would use a name brand paint like Sherwin-Williams or Benjamin Moore. You'll find that it'll get much better coverage with one coat of primer and perhaps one coat of paint, but two at the max, three, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I recently painted Charlie's room green. I mean, he picked it, but that took several coats as well. I wonder if it's like the color, the saturation, but a good quality paint is going to get you good coverage.
Well, if you'd like to save some energy and save some money this summer, one of the ways you can do that is by updating your landscaping. Leslie explains why and how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, well, chances are if you've got a green thumb, you're already super busy planting, gardening. You know, you have to remember, though, that a well-designed landscape can actually help you lower your energy bills all year long. Plus, it can help you cut your water use. You're like, but a garden, I'm going to use more water. Now, listen up. Now, as a homeowner, you can save energy and money by following these simple tips. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, the careful placement of shade trees and shrubs can reduce home or office heating and cooling costs by 15 to 50%. I mean, that is huge. That's a big difference there. Air conditioning units that are shaded by trees or shrubs are going to use up to 10% less electricity than units that sit in the blazing sun. And neighborhoods that have a lot of shade trees can be up to 6 degrees cooler in the summer. Now, mulch is also going to help, and it isn't just for keeping the weeds at bay and making your garden look attractive. It actually keeps your plant cool, and it minimizes evaporation. So when you do water the plants, it will stay there and do its job. You also want to be smart about when you water your lawn. You always want to water in the morning when it's cooler. Less evaporation is going to occur then, which means you're going to get less water usage. Plants are going to be happy. Your wallet's going to be happy. All great tips for the summer season.
Good advice. Next time on the program, even the best built decks can't escape the elements. You know, the sun, the rain, even bugs can damage your deck surfaces. But a good finish, properly applied, can keep Mother Nature at bay. We'll tell you how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.